For 35 years now, Project Censored at Sonoma State has been combing newspapers and magazines, and now blogs and other online sources, to find the most significant stories that failed to get much mainstream attention. Over that time, says Project Director Mickey Huff, they've found that certain issues just keep bubbling up.
We put together this year 35 years of Project Censored, the top 10 censored stories of 35 years. And the number one story on there is the information monopoly, but that's all the way back in 1987. Then we had again in the mid-1990s the massive consolidations under the new Telecommunications Act, and that's continuing to the present with the fight over the Internet and how major telecom companies are trying to close down access and end net neutrality.
That's the number three story in Project Censored's latest list of the top censored stories of the past year, the annual book that was published this week. It details 25 issues, often citing several articles from multiple sources around each topic.
We have a lot of stories that we're now grouping thematically under story rubrics. So in the past, where there would have been maybe one or two stories that would get a particular number, we now, this year, have, say, the number one story actually is six different articles about the same subject. But if you take a look at them, they're all non-corporate sources. So even though they are being reported, and even though there is an effort to try to get the information out, these are still things that aren't picked up on either in major news wires or in corporate newsrooms.
And what is that number one story this year? Global plans to replace the dollar.
This story looks at how some countries, Russia, China, Iran, have been talking about the problems of American debt globally, holding the debt and buying treasury bonds and so forth. The U.S. is $13 trillion plus dollars in debt, and largely we're borrowing money to fund a permanent war economy.
Story number four strikes closer to home, Huff explains, as it details some of the most egregious civil rights abuses by federal immigration authorities.
This is allowing ICE, the Immigration Customs Enforcement, to hold thousands of U.S. residents in unlisted or unmarked subfield offices and then deport tens of thousands of them in secret court hearings. This is a really significant problem for people in our society. It's like a kidnapping, a secret whisking away of people.
Many of the stories center around five dominant topical areas: the Internet, the military, free trade and corporate malfeasance, health risks, and the environment. What they have in common, Huff says, is their combination of importance and their relative undeserved obscurity.
We're trying to give a platform or a megaphone to some of the most important undercovered stories that have been published in the independent press that the corporate media either ignore, or if they do pick it up, they leave out key components, facts, or other perspectives and views that don't necessarily support their bottom line.
Altogether, some 334 stories were nominated for the Project Censored list this year, including a growing number from international sources. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.